Hello, I'm Gustavo from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We are talking with people in Texas today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a regular home phone, or some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a cell phone?
Mostly all calls on a cell phone.
So thank you so much. And just to ensure, we have a representative sample. In what year were you born?
In 1978, honey.
Thank you so much for that. And let me ask you, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, or American Indian or Alaskan Native?
Do I have to tell you my race?
I'm sorry?
Do I have to tell you my race? Because I feel like that's a little bit disrespectful.
Oh,
and
well.
I don't appreciate disclosing my race.
Oh, well, thank you. All right, no problem. Thank you for that. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
College, I believe.
Are you graduate that was a college degree or a bachelor's degree?
A bachelor's.
A bachelor's. All right. Thank you for that. And thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Biden-Harris administration is doing?
Can I ask, what is that?
I'm sorry?
Can you elaborate on that? I'm a little old and I have a hard time comprehending things. Can you repeat it? Like, what is it about?
Oh, yeah. Do you approve or disapprove of the job the Biden-Harris administration is doing? The President Biden and his Vice President, Kamala Harris?
Biden?
If you approve or disapprove of the job the Biden-Harris administration is doing.
No, I do not approve.
And is that strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
What was your question?
Yeah, if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
And yet again, who is the Democratic and who is the other one called? Like, is it Kamala or Biden?
Well, this question is about the U.S. The elections for the Congress. If the elections were held today, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
I would vote for the young lady.
Is the Republican or the Democrat?
I think Republican.
And is that definitely, well, would you vote definitely vote for Republican or probably?
It will be probably. Yeah, probably.
All right. Thank you so much. And now I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on the next one. And, well, the first one is Alejandro Mayorkas. Have you heard of him?
Never.
Thank you for that. Kamala Harris?
Yes. I know her. She's such a sweet young lady.
And for you, is unfavorable or, well, or favorable?
She's a favorable. She's one of the girlies.
And would you think that is very or somewhat, just somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you so much. And Myra Flores, have you heard of her?
Who?
Myra Flores?
No, I haven't heard of her.
All right, thank you. And Vicente Gonzalez?
I have heard of Vicente Gonzalez. He's such a handsome young man.
Do you think it's very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. And Donald Trump?
Oh, no. I hate that man.
Do you think it's somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. Now, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for? Maybe it can be education, or fentanyl and drug addiction, or climate change, or border security, or crime and public safety, or inflation and the cost of living, or national security and foreign affairs, or jobs and the economy, or abortion, or healthcare, or taxes.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the first four?
The first four, of course, education, fentanyl and drug addiction, climate change, or border security.
I think it's a drug addiction.
The drug addiction. All right. Thank you so much. And thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. You were cutting out.
Oh, yeah. On a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices? From 0 to 10, how interested are you?
I believe like a 7, around there, 6.5.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican, or Kamala Harris, the Democrat?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colin Allred, Democrat?
I'm sorry?
If the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, would you vote for Democrat, for Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colin Allred, Democrat?
I'm sorry, I'm not really getting your question.
Oh, do you hear me well?
Yes, I hear you well, but I have a hard time, comprehending what people are saying. Like, you have to elaborate on that.
For the elections of the Senate, for the U.S. Senate, if the U.S., the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, would you vote for Ted Cruz, a Republican, or Colin Allred, the Democrat?
The first one, sorry, I cannot pronounce his name.
Yeah, the first one, the Republican, is, his name is Ted Cruz, or Ted Cruz,
yes.
And Republican, all right, thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Myra Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat?
Myra Flores.
For whom? I'm sorry?
Myra?
Oh, for Myra. All right. And is that a definitely or probably?
That's a probably.
All right. Thank you so much. And, well, just before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed the 74% of this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And now I would like to read you a few statements that you might hear, about Vicente Gonzalez during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him for U.S. Congress. And the first statement says, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez voted to give those in the country illegally thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. After hearing this, would you say that for you is more likely or less likely to vote for him, or it makes no difference?
I mean, it doesn't really make no difference. I'm stuck with Myra. She's a sweetie. I know her personally. She's my, how do I put this? She's my grandchild.
Oh, we are talking about Vicente Gonzalez.
Yes, I know you're talking about Vicente Gonzalez, but I have no interest in him.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. And well, yes. The next statement says, the American dream is slipping away from many families, but Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is only making it worse. Gonzalez voted to raise taxes on working class families and to impose a new federal gas tax that could lead to even higher prices. After hearing this, would you say that it's more likely for you to vote for him, or less likely, or it makes no difference?
I think it's less likely.
And would you say that somewhat less or much less likely?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right. Thank you. And the next one says, Vicente Gonzalez has accepted thousands in campaign contributions from some of the world's biggest corporations. He then voted for $1 trillion in government spending, benefiting these companies. Meanwhile, the same companies are raising prices on
tech. Excuse me.
Yeah?
Do I have to give any money in any type of way? Because if that's the case, I will not be sending money or giving any information out.
No, that's not the case.
Are you sure?
Yeah, pretty sure. And we are not trying to sell anything.
I also have a different question.
Yeah?
Are you, like, I'm not trying to be rude, but are you calling people just to waste their time?
Well, no, actually, this is, this service is made of, for research purposes.
Research purposes, but who are you working for?
Yeah, well, actually, I don't have that information.
Well, then you're supposed to disclose your information business. Because how will I know where you're working at or if you're hacking my phone?
No, that's not it. That's
look,
not the case.
Look, I'm sorry. I can't do this no more. Please get off my phone. How do I delete this?
But there was...
No,
I'm sorry? Hello? Hello, we were about to finish this survey. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello? Hello, what happened? We were about to finish this this survey. Actually, there is just a few more questions about well, demographic questions.
Yes, but I had got another call, and they were very disruptive, and I just don't appreciate calling me, wasting my time again. I have gotten the same call over and over and over. I am tired. I am an old lady. I cannot deal with this anymore.
Oh, but well, I assure you that well, if we finish this this survey, there will not be any kind of problems or nothing.
Yes, I get that.
Would you please help me to finish this?
Hun, please don't interrupt me when I'm talking, honey.
Oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't my intention.
Okay, so currently I am in the hospital. I cannot afford to be calling me, wasting my time. I am dying very slowly, and I'm here with my family right now.
Oh, okay, I got it. Okay, don't worry. Well, but I really thank you so much and appreciate that you took the time to try to finish this survey. But, well, thank you so much for your help, and, well, hope you have a wonderful night.
Thank you. Hopefully I make it through the night.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.